Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Rick Joyner is very obviously apostolic. He's governmental. He has people around him that brings great wisdom. It kind of helps having a couple of encounters with God and walking through heaven. But sharing some very logical viewpoints of what's taking place and how in this particular prophetic word, which is, what's the title of that word that he titled it? The thermodynamics of
Bedlam on the
Bedlam
border.
Bedlam on the border, he said. And that, think about this. Any nation that loses its control over its borders loses their, they don't exist
anymore. They don't exist as a nation anymore.
That's what he talks about.
None.
And if you go back to the prophetic word delivered by John Paul Jackson in 2008, he says they'll find a fault line in the borders, and that's what's happening today. And so we have to secure our borders. And he talks about it. We'll be talking about it. But it's not wrong for you to expect the president of the United States to protect our borders, because that's his number one job. That's their number one job. That's what you're supposed to. I know that we don't read our Constitution, but that's the number one job of the president, to protect our borders, to make sure they're secure, so that you can actually have that middle class.
That's right.
It's like, what are you doing? It's like every single Saul Alinsky, Cloward and Piven, got it. And so we'll be talking about that. And Chuck Pierce, as we mentioned earlier, we're hopefully going to be able to share this. I don't know if it's going to be have time or not, but about the time. He talks about a prophetic word being given out, a time to choose your wars carefully, because what's going on right now is borders across the world. Notice it's all about borders, and wars change borders. And we need to find out and know that which borders we need to stand for, our personal borders, relationship borders, our doctrine borders, our biblical worldview borders, and our actual borders on our country. And Israel, as a matter of fact, they have Operation Standing on the Edge, or Protecting the Edge.
Protective Edge.
It's Operation Protective Border is what they're doing. That's what it's called. And as we speak, remember to pray for Israel. Missiles are being fired over them as we speak. And God's looking for someone to stand in the gap. And all you got to do is just say, dear God, protect them from that missile. Download that app, Red Alert Israel. Red Alert Israel is what it's called. Search for it on your app store. Go to VFNTV.com and you can find it there. I want to briefly mention about this prophetic word. We're going to make this available to you on the VFN Torch. It's a prophetic word by Rick Joyner called The Second Law of Thermodynamics, the Bedlam of the Borders and what's taking place right here. And man, he just goes in detail, in detail. But he talks about the second law of thermodynamics is also called the law of entropy, right? Where all of a sudden things begin to fade away. It deals with energy, but also the principles that the principle that everything in nature trends towards disorder, not order, unless acted on by an outside intelligent force. In other words, if you don't maintain it, if you don't use it, you lose it. If you don't work it, if you don't stay over it, and he's talking
bring it into compliance.
Yeah, and that the borders, our borders exist and are maintained because we maintain them.
Yeah.
So just the second law of thermodynamics that he's talking about right here is the fact that we haven't maintained our borders. We haven't maintained a lot of things. I mean, he goes through a whole list of things that's going on. But he does say in this particular word, and we got to remember this, is, you know, we got to keep the main thing the main thing. And the main thing, of course, is our Lord and what his original intent was for this nation. But he does say, when any government in history could no longer defend its borders, then its very time, its existence, will be short. Without a major change of direction, very fast, our time as a republic will soon be over. This is what Rick Joyner is saying. And it's like, if you think about it, if you're on a ship and you're going out to sea, and all of a sudden you start seeing water come in the ship when it's supposed to be on the outside of the ship. You're supposed to be floating in the water, right?
That's a clue.
It's like your time of floating on the water is almost over. I mean, you still will have a ship, but it will be under the water.
That's right.
And he's saying once the borders of your ship start doing this and you don't maintain it, you're going down. You're going under. And it goes on also, he says, either way, the refusal to defend our borders is not only an impeachable offense, it's actually a criminal offense. Because he's talking about the very reason of why we have, and we're talking about the presidency. We're not talking about the president. The purpose of the president, the executive power, which is weaker than the House power, right. It's always supposed to be, because tyrannical leadership was always the concern of our founding fathers, is is to protect our borders. Mm-hmm. And he's talking about, it's an impeachable offense, and it's a criminal offense, mm-hmm. not to be able to do that. And you can see, I mean, look at these children, how they're being, some are dying, they're being taken into slavery, and reports are just really bad what's happening to these kids. And it's like, is that our fault? Because we're not maintaining that. Yeah. People have an impression that you can just, you know, thousands, 1,200 a day reports coming over our borders in the South. That's a major, that's talking the unsinkable Titanic, isn't it?
Sure. And, you know, reports are that was known, that was going to happen, and that the compassion of Americans wouldn't allow that to happen. So they would take an advantage of the generosity and the kindness, really, of a lot of believers and Americans that would, you know, reach out to these children. So they continue, let's push it. Let's push a narrative. Let's get them all there.
Hmm. Right. And one of the things he goes on to talks about a particular governor, he says, to maintain this power, Congress, this power of representative type government, Congress had to be given the purse, the money, the ability to finance everything. And so you think about congressmen, you know, senators, I think, run every 6 years. Mm-hmm. A congressman run every two years. Yeah. 2 years, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you think, somebody goes, I'm always running. It's because you're always supposed to be replaced.
Right.
Somebody else is supposed to go in there and represent us. Mm-hmm. That's the freshest, most closest accuracy of who we are as a people. And when you see a congressman, I mean, like Jeff Miller, that was there confronting the VA, yeah. of what's going on and the deaths of our vets, that's a congressperson who runs every 2 years, who's the closest to the heartbeat of the folks. And every congressman or woman represents
700,000
people. So that, and they have the power to defund something. They can say, you can pass all the laws you want to, but we're not going to give you any money for it.
Without any money, you have no authority, because you can't do nothing.
Right. And that's why the president the executive branch came to Congress and started targeting them and using Alinsky tactics on them and making them the enemy. And he said, I want you to fund my stuff. And it's like, that's not supposed to be that way. You're supposed to ask, is this the, you know, go vote on it, go talk about it, bring up the issue and let me know what your vote is. Mm-hmm. Not to make them hate on them and that type of thing. There are representatives.
Or use them and manipulate them. If you're not going to give me the money that I'm requesting, then.
Yeah. Just as much as you are our president, you are our congressman. You are our senator, and so you guys are supposed to work this out and according to government. He goes on to say, however, every branch of our government is unraveling into increasing dysfunction. So even their function as counterbalances to each other is beginning to break down. Without a major change in this tragedy, we are headed for an increase of chaos and lawlessness and tyranny. Rick Joyner goes on to say, so what do we do? First of all, never lose hope. All is not lost until all is lost. There is still time to change our direction, recover our losses, and become better and stronger than ever. However, if we do not understand what got us into this crisis, we will not have the wisdom to get out of it or stay out of it in the future. I mean, this is a very good word. We're going to make this available to you. But he talks about it. He says, it may be debatable whether this is being done with intent or not intent, but one of the basic Marxist strategies for bringing down capitalist governments was to overload their welfare system until they collapsed. Mm-hmm. That's a Marxist principle. And then he goes on talking about the children that are on the border. He goes around talking about the failure by fiat. He talks about the Fast and Furious, that we actually delivered weapons reportedly to the Mexican drug lords. He talks about the economic stimulus, how it's wicked. God's word says it's wicked to be bad stewards over money. The BP oil crisis, the IRS scandal, my hard drive crash, the release of lawlessness, NSA spying on us, the Benghazi attack on the U.S. consulate, the Arab Spring backfire, Obamacare rollout fiasco, what was done for hundreds of millions of dollars could have been done for a couple million dollars. The VA scandal, five terrorist leaders exchanged for one alleged Sergeant Bergdahl.
Deserter?
Deserter, reportedly. Marine Corps combat veteran in Mexico prison, which we talk about, is Andrew.
Taramisi.
And ISIS taking over the major. I mean, on and on. U.S. southern borders on the meltdown. On and on and on. We got to pray. Pray for our country. Prayer should be our most main thing. But then after we pray, faith without works is dead. We got to stand up for God and country in that order. And the Lord will hear our cry. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.